This is Bob Myers from the Historical Society of Michigan with a Michigan History Moment. A newspaper reporter called her Madam Senator when she took the oath of office in January 1953. Cora Mae Brown was only the second woman and the first African-American woman to serve in the Michigan Senate. Her quiet demeanor disguised an inner core of steel. Brown was born in Alabama in 1914, the only child of Alice and Richard Brown, Jr. In the early 1920s, Brown's family moved from Alabama to Detroit. They joined what became known as the Great Migration. During the Great Migration, African Americans left the Jim Crow South for opportunities in the North and West. Brown's parents worked as a tailor and a cook. They recognized their daughter's sharp mind and made her education a priority. Cora Brown graduated from Cass Tech, then enrolled at Fisk University in Tennessee, and in 1935 earned her degree in sociology. Few professions were then open to women, and it was the middle of the Great Depression. Brown returned to Detroit and found a job as a social worker for one of the New Deal programs, the Works Progress Administration, or WPA. During World War II, she prepared legal cases for the Detroit Police Department. She quit to study law at Wayne University, today's Wayne State University, earning her law degree and passing the bar exam in 1948. Brown won election to the Michigan Senate in 1952. She gained bipartisan support to defeat a bill that would have required defense attorneys in criminal trials to give prosecutors contact information for character witnesses. Voters returned Brown to the state Senate in 1954. She failed to pass legislation prohibiting wage discrimination between sexes and creating state-level commissions on fair employment and the aged. She did, however, win stiffer penalties for businesses that failed to provide full and equal accommodations with uniform pricing. She supported civil rights, improvements to the judicial system, expanding state highways, lowering the voting age to 18, and improving care for the mentally disabled. Cora Brown ran in the Democratic primary race for the U.S. House of Representatives in 1956, but lost. She served as a Special Associate General Counsel of the U.S. Post Office for the rest of her working life. Cora Mae Brown died in Detroit in 1972 at the age of 58. This Michigan History Moment was brought to you by MichiganHistoryMagazine.org.